Today is the 10th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the gift, the word of knowledge, and to another, and according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit. To another, the grace of healing in one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of speeches. But all these things, one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus within himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Those are the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today we see in the Gospel the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. You need to understand a couple things, of course. The Pharisee was the learned and well-educated man who knew the Old Testament, who knew his faith very well. And contrary-wise, the publican was looked down upon by the Jewish people because he was in a certain way to them, it seemed to be like a traitor. The publican was a tax collector for the Roman Empire. And so already there's a rift there because of that, because the Jews did not like being subject to the Roman authorities. Secondly, also then too, it was quite common for the publican to take more money than he should have, so he can pocket part of the money. So there was for these reasons, they were looked down upon by the Jewish people. And of course, we see the two in the way that they pray is very different. The publican is simply praying out of the fact that he realizes that he has some faults, he has some shortcomings. He doesn't acknowledge anything good of himself, and so he prays in a very way, the way that is according to who he is. On the other hand, the Pharisee prays in such a way that he tries to show what a wonderful person he is, how great he is, what gifts he has, and how he's doing everything exactly the way he should. Our Lord, however, accepts the prayer of the publican rather than that of the Pharisee. The primary virtue that is being discussed, or the example is given, is that virtue, which is a very important virtue, is that virtue of humility. Humility is an important virtue, and it's one of the foundations of the spiritual life. We can't make progress if we don't have the virtue of humility. And it's important for us to understand in what it consists and what we need to do in our daily lives so that we possess that virtue. The virtue of humility, some people think it's one where we just, we are such that we say that we're nothing, that we're dirt, that we don't have anything, that's not, and that's, we can't do anything good. Well, that's an extreme and it's not really true. We can do good things that are good. We can do things that are great indeed. The virtue of humility has for itself, it's based on reality. It's based on the way things are. And so it's important for us to understand how things are and why things are the way they are. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand who God is. And it's essential for us because that's kind of the basis of what we are doing when we pray. Is the first thing we have to do is understand who we are and who God is. We understand that we are dependent creatures. We are dependent creatures that are depending on God for everything. Anything we do, anything we have comes from God. We depend on God for all that we do. There is nothing that we can do that's independent of God except sin. We can do good things, but it's only in connection with God, only in union with God. Even on the natural level, we are dependent upon God for everything. Everything. The fact that you and I have life is a consequence of God. The fact that we continue to live is a result of the work of God. The fact that we have certain talents is a result of the acts, the result of the fact that God gives us those talents. And it's not owed to us in any way. We like to think that we've done certain things, certain good things, and yes, we have. But it's only because God has been able to, has given us those gifts and we've cooperated with it. We've cooperated with it because God has, you know, sustained us, given us these gifts, and we are simply using these talents that God has given to us. And God expects us to use those gifts, those talents. You know, elsewhere in Scripture, he talks about the person who has the talents, and the one who takes the one talent that he has and buries it is criticized. He's chastised by God for hiding these gifts, for burying these gifts. He expects us to use these gifts that he gives to us. They're for us, and they're meant to be used by us, and God expects us to use the gifts that he gives to us. But they come from him. And so, it's important for us to understand that this is the truth, the fact, the reality of the situation. We have to also remember who God is. You know, God gives us these gifts. He provides us these things. We are dependent upon him. He is infinitely good. He is worthy of all praise. He's such that we are such that we owe him everything. We owe him everything and we have a debt of gratitude that we can never fully pay. Even on the natural level. Even on the natural level, we are dependent on God for everything and he gives us everything. On the part of us with regard to our supernatural life, he provides us the life of grace, which is far above anything that we could ever hope for by our own powers. And even when we have lost his grace, when man sinned, starting with Adam, God came and redeemed man from his sin. Our Lord came, took flesh, the second person of the Blessed Trinity took flesh, became man, in order to die, to suffer and die for our sins, in order to repair the damage that man had done by his sin. And so we were dependent upon God for all of these things. We are certainly beggars before the throne of God. That's why the very first thing you do when you come to pray, when you come to church, is to make an act of adoration. Adoration is the first thing we do. We adore God because of who He is. And we owe that to Him. We are His poor creatures. We adore Him in His divinity. You know, sometimes we lack that respect, that reverence that's due to Him. You know, people come into church and come in with only a very thoughtless way. They come to where they decide, they look around and see who's around them. They decide, well, let's make a little curtsy here and swat a couple of flies. Go into your pew and plop down in the seat of the pew. You're coming in to see God. God is there in the tabernacle. The infinitely good God is right there before you. You make an act of adoration when you genuflect. You go into the pew and you kneel down and you put yourself, you realize that God is there, and you make an act of adoration before the throne of God there and our Lord who is in the tabernacle. That's how you start to pray. That's the very beginning of prayer, to understand who you are and who God is. And it's the prerequisite for any prayer. It's important for us to realize this basic reality. As I say, all of our spiritual life is based on that reality. That reality which should fill us with a great humility. We like to think we're somebody. Well, we're not. In the eyes of God, we're just a feeble, dependent human being, dependent on God for everything. God has done tremendous things. Even the Blessed Virgin Mary, at the time of the Magnificat, when the angel comes to her, says, "God, who is great, has done great things for me. Holy is His name." It's some of the first words that comes from her mouth when she's present, when the angel is present there before her. And so, anyway, so it's important for us to understand this reality. And of course, we can always say that Magnificat, the Magnificat actually, which is said by Our Lady when she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. That's when it's actually said, I'm sorry. But it's just this great act of humility that we need to have this virtue of humility, and we have to make acts of humility when we come to see God. We were before the throne of God. We also then, of course, need to treat one another with this great respect, and also because of the fact that they also are creatures made by God, made for Him. These realities we have to accept and know. It needs to be such that we live our lives with this knowledge, knowing that God continually gives us His life, gives us the life that we have on the natural level as well as the supernatural level. Gives us natural life and gives us supernatural life. This comes to us, and we have to understand that this comes from God, and that we need to use the time that God gives to us here on this earth for honoring Him, for giving Him glory, to glorify Him. And so we need to realize these things. And of course, the gospel today reminds us of that. So let us try to realize this reality of humility that we need to have, this reality of who God is, who we are, what we need to do in our daily lives to sanctify our soul and to be such that we recognize this reality that is here, so as to work every day, to work with a spirit of humility, of patience, of working to sanctify our souls and to use the gifts God has given to us, cultivate those gifts, and realize that they come from him and they're meant to be used for him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.